Saturnalia by Lindsay Davis, narrated by Christian Rodska. Disc 1.
Extracts from the Hippocratic Oath. I swear by Apollo the healer, I will use my power to help the sick to the best of my ability and judgment. I will abstain from harming or wronging any man by it. I will not cut, even for the stone, but I will leave such procedures to the practitioners of that craft. Whenever I go into a house, I will go to help the sick, and never with the intention of doing harm or injury. Rome, December, A.D. 76. Chapter 1. If there was one thing you could say for my father, he never beat his wife. "He hit her!" Pa was spluttering. He was so eager to tell my wife Helena that her brother was guilty of domestic violence, he came right out and admitted it. Camillus Justinus struck Claudia Rufina. "I bet he told you that in confidence, too," I snapped. "So you come bursting in here only 5 minutes later and tell us." Justinus must have gone for a bribe to reinstate himself. Once Pa had sold the culprit an exorbitant "forgive me, darling" gift, my parent had rushed straight from his fine art warehouse at the Cipta Julia to our house, eager to snitch. "You'd never catch me behaving like that," he boasted self-righteously. "Agreed. Your faults are more insidious. There were plenty of drunken male bullies in Rome, and plenty of downtrodden wives who refused to leave them. But as I licked the breakfast honey from her fingers and wished he'd go away, I was glaring at a much more subtle character. Marcus Didius Favonius, who'd renamed himself Geminus, for reasons of his own, was about as complicated as they come."